here's a story from The World.
We've heard a lot about Afghans who worked for the U.S. and are concerned that their paper documents attesting how they helped could essentially be death sentences if the Taliban find them. But the fear doesn't stop with paper documents. There are also U.S. military biometric devices. These are high-tech tools that contain sensitive data, like iris scans and fingerprints, tools to distinguish friend from possible enemy. In the hands of the Taliban, they could be used to identify Afghans who worked with coalition forces. This was first reported by The Intercept. Joining me now is Welton Chang, Chief Technology Officer at Human Rights First. He's also a former intelligence officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Welton, how did these devices fall into the hands of the Taliban in the first place?
Our understanding is that these devices were likely originally in the hands of Afghan security forces or other Afghan officials. And during the retreat from bases and other institutions and locations, the devices were obtained by Taliban forces.
So these are handheld interagency identity detection equipment, or HIDE for short. They can access large centralized databases. What kind of information is stored on these devices?
So the system allows you to do facial recognition as well, and there's a way to collect fingerprints. You know, the iris scans, given their level of accuracy and the ease of collection, that was a preferred method. You could store some of those biometrics locally on the device itself. And then when you got back to somewhere where you had connectivity, you could hook the device to the larger database where there's a lot more records of other people inside the system.
I was going to ask you, what is the likelihood that the Taliban could just turn on these devices and access the data?
You would need some way of accessing the network where the larger databases are stored. There's still the challenge of the locally stored information, either a memory card or some kind of native storage on the device itself. So a limited number of records may be on the devices. That's concerning as well. I think one other concern looking forward is the other biometric databases that were created by the Afghan government, whether or not the Taliban have access to those. And if they are the legitimate government of Afghanistan, they would have legitimate access to things like the biometric database that was created to identify individuals during the most recent national election.
So what were these HIDE devices used by coalition forces for exactly?
They were used for a number of different purposes. One was to enroll detainees into the system so that in the future, if these individuals were involved in, say, planting an ID or some other violent act, they would be disallowed from activities such as joining the Afghan security forces and working on coalition bases. So there are certainly security aspects of the system that were legitimate. These were the best way to understand who it was you were actually talking to and quite accurate in terms of how they were measuring who was in front of them.
So how concerned are you, Welton, that these HIDE devices are now in the hands of the Taliban?
Yeah, I mean, there are a range of human rights concerns. The first is that you could use the data and the devices to systematically find individuals who were previously a part of security forces, the government, worked with the U.S. as an interpreter or as a local national worker on a base. And that systematic process could lead to many people being harmed. You could also use that data to discriminate against people moving forward about getting jobs and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of concerns if, in fact, they have access to these databases.
Welton Chang is Chief Technology Officer at Human Rights First. He's also a former intelligence officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Thank you very much for your explanations, Welton.
Thank you, Marco.